This is an engineering test transmission of the Independent Broadcasting Authority. Starting on Tuesday, October the 1st, independent local radio programs for the Sheffield area will come to you on this wavelength from Radio Hallam.
This is Radio Hallam.
Independent local radio is coming to South Yorkshire very soon. Beginning on October the 1st, listeners will be able to hear 18 hours of totally originated material. News, information, music and entertainment. A service unequalled in this part of the country ever before. Radio Hallam has its studios in the centre of Sheffield and will broadcast on a frequency of 194 metres medium wave, 95.2 megahertz VHF stereo. Later this year, an additional frequency, 95.9 megahertz VHF stereo, will service the Rotherham area. Independent local radio is new and exciting and offers a competitive alternative to the already established radio stations, both national and local. Sheffield is quoted as being the cleanest industrial city in Europe. It certainly is one of the most go-ahead, and Radio Hallam will pursue this line. We shall lead and not follow. Yes, Sheffield, Rotherham and the county of South Yorkshire is a place to be proud of, and we go further. It's something to sing about.
Whether you live in Sheffield or on the Yorkshire moors, you can be sure that we are yours anytime. Because you're tuned to Radio Hallam. Stereo.
A song especially written for Hallam and played and sung by 26 of the top musicians and singers in the country, all personalities in themselves. Radio Hallam, too, prides itself with a team of personalities. Allow me to introduce some of them now. First, a gentleman who will be putting some cheer into your breakfast pattern. Already a name through national radio...
Johnny Moran!
Hello, this is Johnny Moran on Radio Hallam, and I'm looking forward to waking up with you each morning from 6 till 9. And in those 3 hours, 6 while 9, we'll be featuring lots of bright and alive music, mostly from the Radio Hallam Hot 100 Records, plus a lot of information which will help you through the day. And, of course, like this, we'll be wishing you a very bright...
Good morning! This is the breakfast show, the show that gets you ready to go and conquer the universe, Joe. So good morning, world, here I come.
And in addition to our get-you-out-of-bed music sound, there's news of what's going on, local events of interest in Yorkshire and the North Midlands, essential information about weather, whether or not to take your brolly out of doors today.
Guess it's no use complaining, but would you believe it's raining? And here's more on the weather, weather.
And perhaps you're wondering about your morning travel scene. There'll be police reports and AA information about the traffic movements and any hold-ups in the area. Also, we'll be sending out Radio Hallam greetings, perhaps to you, if this is your special day.
If a good wish is due,
this is from us to you.
This is from whoever it concerns. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
And many happy returns
from Radio Hallam.
More information about prices of commodity items that you may be wanting to buy later in the day. And there'll be a review of national and local morning newspapers. Not forgetting another early morning essential, the time.
Time check.
And in between the snap, crackle and pop, there's plenty of time checks right throughout the morning on Radio Hallam's breakfast show. And round about 7:30, I'll be giving an alarm call to my colleague Roger Moffat, who takes over from me at 9 o'clock. He has to come in from his cottage in the wilds of Derbyshire. Tell you what, I'll give him a ring right now and see if he's in. Hello, it's nice to have a radio station as a friend. Good morning, this is Johnny Moran.
I beg your pardon?
I said it's nice to have a radio station as a friend. Good morning, this is...
I don't want a railway station as a friend. Neither your railway station nor anybody else's railway station, nor even a bus station. Go away and sit in one of your filthy, grubby, so-called refreshment rooms. If you must know, I use a Sheffield 99 bus, and this happens to be a private residence. If you bother me
anymore... Roger, this is Johnny Moran. Johnny Moran of Radio Hallam.
What do you want?
To find out what you're doing in your show between 9 and 12.
9 while 12, you mean? Get the local stuff going. 9 while 12, what will I be doing? I shall start with a signature tune.
Is that it?
No, it isn't. I shall also be playing a considerable amount of popular music on gramophone records.
I see. Is that all?
No, I shall also pick some local peasant and attempt to teach him or her how to speak correctly. A councillor, Lord Mayor, I don't know, an alderman, alderwoman, aldermiss, anyone who is desirous of my assistance.
Anything else?
A charming young lady of the district.
Oh, you mean a local lass made good?
I have no idea what she does in her spare time. Brenda Ellison is her name, and she'll be joining me during the morning.
What will she be doing?
I have no idea at all. Ask her yourself. Brenda, Johnny Moran for you.
Hello, Brenda. I don't know how you're going to put up with Mr. Moffat every morning, 9 while 12.
Well, I shall be here every morning, as you say, just to keep him in check, actually. He's started grumbling already, and I really feel I ought to be around in order to defend the place, you know. But that's not all I shall be doing, because it is my show as well. And I'll be introducing you to all the folks in South Yorkshire who really make the area tick. And those among us as well, who do the more unusual jobs to earn their keep. And if you can't think of what to have for tea, don't worry. Me and my team of chefs will be around to give you a few suggestions. Yes, we'll have your sort of music, a chance to look into your future, and we'll try and help you if you've got any problems you'd like to talk over. So please join us any time between 9 and 12. We'd really appreciate your company.
Thank you very much, Brenda, and I hope you don't get hung up with Mr. Moffat every morning. At 12 o'clock on Radio Hallam, we have Lunch with a Punch.
Keith's Q. This is the lunch show. It's the lunch with a punch show. We hope that you are ready to fly. Cos we're swinging high.
Our lunch programme will be a pop show, more of your actual Top 40, 2 hours each weekday. Every Friday, we shall be presenting a live outside broadcast from a factory, an office, canteen, shopping precinct, or school. The idea to come out and meet and greet you on the radio. And you'll be able to see just how we play the records, the jingles, and indeed operate the machinery.
All the time, old or new, all the hits,
all for you.
The lunch show runs from 12 through until 2, when the music makes way for Jean Doyle, who, as women's editor of Radio Hallam, presents a chatty, entertaining and informative 60 minutes designed for the ladies of the household. But having heard some of the interviews Jean has already pre-recorded, there'll be a few husbands tuned in as well. Jean.
Thank you, Keith, and hello. You're welcome to join me every weekday afternoon at 2 for my programme, mainly for women. You know, there are too many male chauvinists about here. They won't give me any longer than an hour. But I can promise you that that hour will be crammed full of all the things women in our area are talking about today, or will be tomorrow. On the serious side, we'll discuss consumer affairs, housing, education, anything that concerns you and your family. There'll be light-hearted chat, too, so we'll have a smile or a laugh together. I'll have guests in the studio with something to say. If you want to take part in the programme with me, or want to suggest a subject you feel should be aired, why don't you write to me at Post Office Box 194, Hartshead, Sheffield. There'll also be a little music ranging from classics to pop, The sort of music that will go down well with an afternoon cup of tea. Oh, and by the way, if any men want to join me, I think you'll find something to interest you, and you're welcome too.
Roundabout is our daily Tea Time magazine programme, in which we shall have a mass of information, facts and figures, and, would you believe, music.
Roundabout, roundabout, you'll never recall what you found about when you hear the music we have for you. Yes, we do.
Whether you're at home, a housewife, or possibly a pensioner, there'll be something of interest for you. The children, too. There'll be interviews with people of interest in the area, ranging from politicians right through to pop stars. And later in the show, as people start heading home from work, we'll keep you in touch with the traffic situation, the sports scene, and any other matters that might be of interest to you. That's what Roundabout is all about. Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. to 6.
You're tuned to Radio Hammer.
We have now gone through our main daytime programs. Just a recap: Johnny Moran Breakfast Show, Roger Moffat Mid-Morning, Keith Skews Lunchtime, Gene Doyle Early Afternoon, and our Roundabout program Late Afternoon. Although the makeup of these programs are music and entertainment, all will have up-to-the-minute news broadcasts. Radio Hallam boasts that it presents its news 5 minutes sooner.
You get the news, you get the news 5 minutes sooner on Radio Hallam.
Radio Hallam's news editor is Ian Rufus.
On Radio Hallam, you'll get the news fast. Whether it's a new government in Romania or a new council in Rotherham, you'll hear about it first on Radio Hallam. Although we're local radio, we're anything but parochial radio. Our news team will bring you the big national and international stories as well as the local ones, but in a way that means something to the people of South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. We don't just tell you the news, we tell you what it means. With a 5-minute bulletin every hour, and summaries on the half hour during the breakfast show, plus full-length roundups in our News Scene magazine programmes, you'll wonder how you ever managed to keep in touch before Radio Hallam came on the scene.
So far, Radio Hallam has told you about its music programmes, its disc jockeys, its women's programmes, its news broadcasts. But something else which plays a very large part in the life of the South Yorkshire man and woman is sport. Here's Stuart Linnell, our sports editor, to tell you the score.
In South Yorkshire and the North Midlands, sport is big, and here on Radio Hallam, we treat it in a big way. Every Saturday throughout the soccer season, our outside broadcast teams will be watching and reporting on the matches involving Sheffield United and Wednesday, Rotherham, Chesterfield, Barnsley and Doncaster, the Hallam Big Six. And that's not all. There'll be news and results from all the other league games wherever they're being played. But sport's not just soccer. It's motor racing, angling, and during the summer it's cricket. It's even Nair and Spell. And if you're not familiar with that game, tune in to Radio Hallam, because no doubt we'll get round to covering a contest at some time. And at 2:30 every Saturday, this is the sound that will turn you on to Hallam Sport Sportacular.
Throughout the evening, Radio Hallam will be presenting a nightly programme where we bring you top civic dignitaries, not just from Sheffield, but Rotherham, Chesterfield, Worksop and Doncaster. There'll be entertainment programmes looking at the arts, leisure activities, youth clubs, the Royal Air Force and Army, local history and hobbies too. Not to mention competitions, and a nightly programme from a hostelry where we look for a pub with some cheer. There'll be music programmes devoted entirely to soft rock and soul, progressive sounds on disc, traditional jazz, and music from the discotheques. Radio Hallam will be in charge. And on charge on Saturday, the top 40 singles. On Sunday, the top 40 albums. A live outside broadcast spectacular from a local nightclub with a big name each week. Late night broadcasting from 10 p.m. until midnight will be in the capable hands of Colin Slade.
I shall be wearing several hats in front of the Radio Hallam microphone. For starters, I'll be with you between 10 o'clock and midnight on weekday evenings with music to keep you awake or send you to sleep, as the case may be. And we'll also have some studio guests to keep you entertained. At the other end of the day, you'll find me on your wireless on Saturday and Sunday mornings as you're noshing your cornflakes or whatever, and in fact doing pretty much the same sort of thing as Johnny Moran does through the week, with the added ingredient of sport. Previews on Saturdays and results on Sundays. And if you like rock, tune in on Thursday evening between 7 and 7.30 when I'll have rock music of a fairly heavy nature for you, which I trust you'll find pretty easy going. Well, that's me, Colin Slade. Weekend breakfast times, weekday evenings, and a stick of Hallam Rock on Thursdays. And I'm looking forward to your company. Cheers.
We hope that this short introduction will give you an idea as to the sort of people that you'll meet on South Yorkshire's new independent radio station, Radio Hallam. Starting on October the 1st, Radio Hallam will be heard on 194 metres medium wave and 95.2 megahertz VHF stereo. 18 hours a day, totally originated material, all home-produced here in South Yorkshire. If you wish to contact us on any subject, our address is Radio Hallam, P.O. Box 194, Hartshead, Sheffield S1, 1GP. We look forward to serving you, and in turn, hope you will welcome us. It's nice to have a friend in Radio Hallam.
Whether you live in Sheffield or on the Yorkshire moors, you can be sure that we are yours anytime. You're tuned to Radio Hallam.